We found the smoking gun. I have it here for you. I've got a smoking gun. Our theory, of course, at least one of the theories, is that Hillary is on deck for a complete makeover, a facelift, the whole nine, because, of course, she has to rest up, get ready. You know, she's going to be running in a couple of years, and she's got a lot of work to do. And if you've seen any recent pictures... and you know how many women feel about their appearance, and you probably would agree with that. Here is smoking gun proof that she is indeed doing just that.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was released today from a New York hospital where she was being treated for a blood clot in her head. The secretary left in a motorcade with former President Bill Clinton and their daughter Chelsea. Margaret Brennan is at New York Presbyterian Hospital. Margaret?
Anthony, Secretary Clinton was just discharged from the hospital. Her car pulled away just moments ago, and her spokesperson released this statement saying her medical team advised her that she is making good progress on all fronts, and they are confident that she will make a full recovery. Now, earlier today, Secretary Clinton made her first public appearance in 3 weeks as she walked out of the Harkness Eye Institute and into a secure van.
Okay, let's stop right there. And let's take a look at the Edward Harkness Eye Institute, which you will be able to find, John, at columbiaeye.org. And while you look that up, I will tell you that the things they do here is laser vision correction and eye plastic and reconstructive surgery. And if you look at all the photographs, she comes out with the huge sunglasses on, the Jackie O sunglasses.
By the way,
yeah,
this is exactly... If I would go back, I was thinking about going back and pulling a clip from our own show saying that when you first see her, she's going to have huge sunglasses and a big scarf around
her. In fact,
right?
I think you said that.
Yeah, I did. That's what you do. These are not normal sunglasses, and why are you wearing them at all? But these are huge sunglasses to cover up two black eyes.
And notice that Bill and Chelsea and the Secret Service guys, not even the Secret Service guys are wearing sunglasses, and they always wear sunglasses. She did not have the scarf over the head yet because that work hasn't started yet. It's very obvious. That work
she just had her eyes done.
Yeah. Well, let's finish the report.
Along with a smiling Bill and Chelsea Clinton and accompanied by security detail. Now, there are private doors here at the hospital she could have used to avoid those cameras, but she chose to walk out smiling into the cold New York air. And the State Department does say that Secretary Clinton has been very active by phone and in communication with her staff.
And I'd like to point out she was also not in a wheelchair. You know, someone who has a blood clot and all this stuff going on, you know, typically but what is she doing in the Eye Institute? Only one thing. They don't do anything. No one ever said, oh, she has a vision problem. I didn't hear any of that. It's not behind her eye. It's the blood clot apparently is somewhere around her ear. No. This is, she's going to look dynamite.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take another 8 weeks for sure. But she apparently the procedure hasn't been done yet. She's doing it piecemeal. So she's got the eye job first. So I call this smoking proof. What do you say?
I'm all in.
Good.
I mean, when I saw the sunglasses, I saw that picture. I said, oh, brother. Okay, well, this is the giveaway. But then she had all that stuff, she had thing wrapped around her neck, too. Yeah. But it's obviously she hasn't had her jowls worked on yet.
No.
So she hasn't had the face part of it.
No.
That would take it too long to heal. Yeah. So that this will happen in the off season.
But you see, this is very important. She's shown that she's alive. So that's what she did. That's very important that she showed that, you know, at least she's not dead.
You know, here's what let me give you another off the wall thing. I think that this is just a coincidence that she couldn't do the Benghazi. I think this was scheduled.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's like, now they're going to think I'm trying to avoid the Benghazi thing.
I'm just trying to get in with the right doctor. It's like, look, I don't care, Benghazi, Schmengazi, all right? I'm going to go see that doctor. It's very hard to get a spot open up on Dr. Lewenthal's schedule. This is just not going to happen.
It's clippity-clop.
The message is clear.
Just clippity-clop.